Just 4 months after the Battle of Gettysburg, over 50,000 people came to that town for the dedication of a cemetery to honor the war dead. Today marks the 150th anniversary of that event. We recall those famous words from Abraham Lincoln on this edition of The American Countryside.
I don't believe it. My savings are gone. They're gone.
You're kidding.
Nope, they're gone. They're gone, gone.
Okay, all right. Think about it. Where did you have them last?
I remember I was home, then I took them, and then I spent them on that vacation to Aruba. Then I bought this miniature suit of armor I saw in the in-flight magazine.
And that's the last you saw of your savings?
Yes.
This is so weird.
I know, right?
Weird? Not really. Not saving now means no money later. You'd be surprised how quickly a little money from every paycheck can really add up. Put away a few bucks, feel like $1 million. For free ideas and easy ways to save, go to feedthepig.org. That's
feedthepig.org.
The armor is cool, though. Oops. I think I broke its gauntlet.
You broke my favorite part.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
The Gettysburg Address was delivered on November 19, 1863. President Lincoln merely delivered 2.5 minutes of remarks after a much longer main address by Edward Everett.
There was a smattering of applause, not because people didn't appreciate what he said, but after having listened to Edward Everett for 2.5 hours, they thought Lincoln was only just starting. But in fact, he was finished. Lincoln, that evening, boarded the train and went back to Washington.
Alan Gelzo, professor of the Civil War era at Gettysburg College, says the president perhaps did not know the immortality of those words.
The Gettysburg Address almost at once became a document of Lincoln's immortal fame. Now, of course, political newspapers of the day were like political newspapers in any time. Those papers which belonged to Lincoln's party praised the Gettysburg Address to the heights, and those which were opposed to him either ignored it or tried to belittle it.
The words captured a turning point, not only in a country, but perhaps the world.
In that address, he really catches the heart of what was at stake in the Civil War. All around us, countries, nations, had degenerated into dictatorships, monarchies, aristocracies. Only the United States was the sole surviving large-scale democracy working in the world. And if that went down, then all hope of the prosperity of popular government would go with it.
The words are famous today. We here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth. Traveling the countryside in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, I'm Andrew McCrae.